In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today, of all things during Lent, which is a fast day too, everybody's thinking about food. My cat always thinks about food first thing in the morning. I don't know if Caravaggio says his prayers or not, but he always thinks about food first thing, and he didn't like his breakfast today. I think there was too much liver in the pate, and he wanted to let me know, only cats can't talk, not too much anyway. And so he came to me several times with big sort of pleading eyes, so much as if to say, please give me some different breakfast. I can't eat what you gave me. And so eventually I got up to see what the matter was, because usually by now he takes a nice nap in my lap when I'm saying my morning prayers. It's about 6 o'clock. Well, he didn't. But then when Puccini came in, Puccini, he's the other cat, he'll eat anything. So he ate up all of Caravaggio's breakfast and then had some of his own too, and Caravaggio got something different, and the cats were happy again. Well, in the church today at Mass, you're too little, most of you don't have your prayer books with you, so you wouldn't know, but all of the Mass today is all about food. Every day in Rome, we go to one special church in spirit. It's called the Stational Church. And today's Stational Church has an unusual name. See that statue there in the red? That's St. Lawrence. And he was a saint who was roasted to death, kind of barbecued to death. That's what he said himself, and he didn't mind. He had a very good sense of humor, St. Lawrence did. Well, today's church is called St. Lawrence of the Ham Sandwich, because when the pilgrims came to visit all of the churches in Rome, the good monks that were there at this church, they used to give one ham sandwich to everybody who came on pilgrimage as a kind of a way to help them out, because they didn't have very many restaurants back then. Today's Mass is all about food. Our Lord, for example, in the epistle is talking about green grapes, grapes that aren't ripe yet, and then grapes that are ripe, and about bread, and about the crumbs that fall off a loaf of bread. It's all about food. It's not to make us hungry, but it's to make us understand something about food. Who gives you your food, children? Why, God does. Who gives you your food? Why, your parents do. And why does God provide food for your parents to give to you, if not to say, I love you, I take care of you, you're my own, I'll never let you go hungry. And so we should remember to be grateful. That's why we say our grace, don't we, before we eat. And sometimes afterwards too, even if we should remember. And that's why we should be careful never to waste our food, and to be good about it, and not to complain too much about the food. We shouldn't be like the cat, Caravaggio. He's only a cat, he doesn't know any better. But you're children, so you should try not to complain about your food, but to be grateful that your mom and dad love you. One of them probably packed a lunch for you today, didn't they? That's a way of saying, you're my child, I take care of you, I love you. And that's to make us think how God loves all of us and takes care of us every day, and he'll never see us go hungry. Today's St. Francis story is about a young novice. A novice is someone who enters the monastery to see if he should become a religious. And he was just starting with St. Francis and his followers, and he wasn't used to the fasting because they didn't eat very much. Not hardly at all. And so the first night he was there, he wanted to be a very holy young friar and do everything right. But the first night he was there, he kept on thinking, I have to get something to eat. I didn't get enough at supper. And all of the other friars were fasting and offering it up and being holy and everything. And he was like the cat. He was just sort of roaming around and didn't know what to do. And finally, in the middle of the night, he was so hungry, he couldn't take it anymore, and he cried out. Well, St. Francis, as the vigilant father of the community, he heard him. And he realized what was wrong. Saints always do. And so he got everybody up, and he said, right, let's all go to the kitchen. Brother, our new brother is hungry, and and he's terribly hungry. We better get him something to eat. And he scrambled up some eggs, I think, and they didn't have anything to drink except for water, but that was all right. Then they had some bread, I think. And he made sort of an early breakfast for everybody. And when the young new monk had had enough to eat, they all went back to bed. Because while it's important to give up things and to fast, it's most important to be kind and charitable to our neighbor. That's why the monks would give a ham sandwich to everybody who came to visit their church way back in the old days. Today's gospel, children, is about a mother who has that same kind of a love for her daughter. Only her daughter is sick and no one's been able to help her out, and the devil's hurting her too, I think. And so she goes to see our Lord, the woman does. She's from Canaan, and she's not a Jewess. She's a pagan. And because she was a pagan, the Jews usually would hate her and not have anything to do with her at all. And she has heard about our Lord, and she is desperate to take care of her daughter because she loves her girl very, very much, as mothers will. And so she goes to see our Lord, and our Lord says, to try her, because remember, God tests us sometimes. He says, no, I can't help you out. You're a pagan. This is only for Jews right now. You'll have to wait your turn, maybe in a few years' time, but not now. And she insists, and she begs our Lord, and the apostles get annoyed, and they tell our Lord, tell this woman to go away. She's a dirty dog of a pagan anyways. And so our Lord says to her, to test her some more, sometimes God really tests us, children, he says to her, it's not right to take the food of the children and feed it to the dogs. He's calling her a dog, too. What does a lady do? She doesn't miss a beat. She says, but Lord, even the puppies eat the crumbs that fall from the bread under the table when it falls on the floor, don't they? And our Lord is so pleased with her faith, as well as her sense of humor, that he says, O woman, great is thy faith, be it done unto thee as thou hast asked. And she receives her miracle, and her daughter is healed. Which goes to show that we, like Caravaggio, wanting his different breakfast, we should keep on asking when we're praying for things. But when it comes to breakfast, though, or lunch or supper or dinner, we should always be grateful for what our parents give us and not waste it or complain, because that is a wonderful gift of God to us. Most of all, today's Thursday. What does Thursday mean? Holy Thursday, the Last Supper, First Holy Communion. Most of all, on Thursdays during Lent, we're meant to think about the Blessed Sacrament and how lucky those older children are who can prepare themselves now during Mass and go up to the rail and receive Holy Communion, the bread of angels, children, the body and the blood of our Lord. And you little ones who are getting ready, you should tell our Lord today and during Lent, Dear Lord, please come to me soon. I really do want to receive you in Holy Communion. That's the best food of all. It's the bread of angels, the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Our Lord promises to feed us because he's our Father, and he loves us, and he takes care of us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.